day. Welcome to our call today, our added call on Saturdays. Welcome everybody who is here. Okay, so let's see. Let's have everybody pop in here today. And there's a couple of things I want to talk to today, and anything else, of course, you're ready to talk about today, or also the new people that are sort of looking into, having their first few weeks now with this module. Always love to hear from you. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about. One is just about spiritual journey in general. And then, of course, the most favorite topic about awareness and witnessing, specifically in the time that we're in right now, we are, and why this is also so powerful. It's always been powerful, but it's so practical, I would say, in current times where there's so much going on and there's so much put on people, put in their faces and limitations, et cetera, et cetera. So, first of all, let's speak a little bit about spiritual practice. One of the things is that, like everything else, spiritual practice is sort of a step-by-step process, because we, have to digest and integrate everything fully and completely, and it takes time. It's like, when people lose a loved one, there's different stages of grief, and then there's this, and then, one goes back to life, and then it's sort of moments where it catches up with you, and it sort of gets sort of triggered through, certain moods of the weather or certain holidays or so forth. And then we realize that, there's still some emotion, there's still some contemplating, there's a certain way of looking at the loss. So in the spiritual practice, the same thing. We have certain experiences and certain developments, and then life basically drills it deeper, and life wants us to basically really, like I say, the asphalt that's wet, we want to have that dried, so that when we step onto that asphalt, it doesn't leave a mark. Because if we want to go to the next step, we don't want to leave a mark. Otherwise, we have to go back. So it has to dry. And so it's always good to live with patience. And patience is such a good companion to awareness, because awareness in itself is infused with patience. There's nothing but patience. Patience and being just here is just forever. Patience, like eternal patience, we could say. And because in current times, when we hear sort of what goes on in the world and the threat that humanity is under, and then we basically are noticing our reactions to it. We're noticing mainly fear, mainly the sense of, being constricted, can't move, you feel limited, can't do what we want to do, etc., etc. So that experience, that reaction to the announcement, let's call it, or the news, that reaction inside the body, inside the mind, inside the emotion, is literally the shadow that is still there, that reminds us of how not free we are, how we are still identified with the form, with the physical form, how we are not really identified with what we truly are, presence, light. So in order to literally become, let's put it this way, become successful at being a witness, yes, is to actually just notice and just notice and notice and notice. Because when we are a physical form, when we identify as the physical form, then we are doers. We want to, something is being said, something we hear, and we want to do something. And that's what we're basically all, we're born into. But now we're moving into this world where the whole world is expected to be in awareness. And of course, here we are starting to really, really solidify it, to awaken to fully, to deepen, and then to take that further, and et cetera, et cetera. But we basically want to really, really understand that awareness is really just being aware. Just being aware of what we can notice. Aware of our thoughts that come in that tell us like, oh, then this and this will happen, or this is not right, this should not happen. Awareness in the body. Maybe the heart is racing. Maybe there's fear. Maybe there's real discomfort from wearing a mask wherever you are in the world right now. And you are aware of it. You're literally noticing. And you're just so aware. And just, you know, take a moment and just really, really become aware of it. You're aware of something. And because that is something you're aware of, you cannot be that thing. You cannot be that fear. You cannot be that discomfort. You cannot be such and such. And it's really a lifesaver, especially now as we are going into the next couple of months. I would call it a lockdown or another kind of squeeze worldwide. And I know some areas have never really let go. And we can just basically become more aware. So especially right now, and it kind of sort of coincides with the beginning of WLS, actually, because we're learning to be in our core. And what that means is, you know, to basically elaborate on that a little bit, it means to bring the awareness through the whole system, the emotions, not just the mind, but the emotions and the body as well. So we are awareness as body. We are awareness as emotion, and we are aware and in the thinking process and the thinking apparatus. So right now you're aware of me speaking, and then you're also aware of a lot of other things. You might be aware that you're hot, cold, comfortable, uncomfortable, that you're hungry, not. You're aware of lots of other things. Have a little kind of check-in, like you know, in the interior world within yourself, not outside, not looking, but inside of yourself, in this organic habitat that you are, what your awareness is suffusing through and in. And then, of course, the ultimate awareness is to be aware of awareness itself. You turn inward and you are aware of awareness. We don't even know who is really aware of it. It's just this moment where there's just here. And then when there are strong currents in the mind, strong waves, then the mind begins to move again and will bring forth the identity that has not been dismantled, or that part of the identity that has not been dismantled yet, will bring forth concerns, hopes, dreams, worries, copings, ideas, all these things. And then we begin to think about it, and we then say, oh, but I this and that and so forth. And you can be aware of that as well. You can be aware of that kicking in of the identity that is based on survival, that that has purpose, that has a journey, and all that. And we're not saying that that is irrelevant. We're just increasing awareness to these different parts of ourselves, where there is just pure spirit that you are, and then there is the soul that has a journey. And the soul is a mix of dark and light, usually. And when we want to become fully enlightened and liberated, then we want to really, really be able to see who we truly are. And then with that identity of what we truly are, we can embody our soul correctly and our body correctly. That all falls together and is really a natural state that would be called in the Vedic tradition Sahaja Samadhi. We would be in a Sahaja Samadhi where you're just here, and there isn't even the idea of meditating anymore because our whole life has become a meditation. We're just present all the time. We had the eye clean, clean practice here in this first module, and we always come into the world and experiencing it, and then kind of letting go again. We dip back into the Om, into the core, and then we move back out, and it's just like the breath. We are constantly moving, and if we just for a moment just be really okay with anything and everything that's going on in our reality, and just really drop all aversions and all attractions, and to just be present and aware. And we're just dropping out of this thing that we have so much to do, or too little to do, or people aren't listening to us, or the children aren't listening, or everything is crazy around us, and so forth. We're just conscious. Just we're light. Light is awareness. You are light. You are aware. You're seeking enlightenment. You're seeking to become so aware. And when there's light, then of course everything is seen, everything is revealed. And then there's the identification, and where there's suffering and aversions to what we see comes up. And then you see that as well, and you remain light and you see that too. And you're so willing to see everything about yourself. But it doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere. You're light. Your light in the past, your light in the future, your light right now, it's always light. You're just aware. There's nothing to protect. There's nothing to defend. It's just really, you're completely mature as light. And then for a moment, just consider that you're dreaming, that this is a dream. You're actually in your own dream. It's a crazy dream right now. But just consider it for a moment. Just play with the idea. You don't have to say, oh, that's true or not. We're just going to just shifting perception for a moment. You're in a dream, and you actually exist somewhere else. As light, being completely aware of the one that's sitting here dreaming and listening to Aratima on this call or on the replay. So now we can for sure be in this dream while I'm awake and you are awake, and we can talk about the dream while we remain awake and awaken more. So if you want to raise your hand, you're free to do so. I have Davy, your hand up. So I'm just going to unmute Davy. Hi, Davy.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for the teaching. It was wonderful. I don't have a question today. I just want to sit with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do that. Okay. Good. Thanks. Thanks, Davy.
Thank you.
And I have Mariana. Hi, Mariana.
Hello, Aratima. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you. I have a few things. I would love to sit with you and have a moment with you. And I would also, passion is just as huge at the moment.
Passion is huge, you said? Passion?
Passion. Passion. Mm. I wanted to thank you for your grace. Mm. Absolutely. And I was awoken at very early this morning, about 2:30 this morning, and I felt that it was just a big influx of light that was everywhere, and it was so much crystalline consciousness, and it felt like every cell in my body, Shakti was huge, but I just felt like every cell in my body was just enlivened with this new crystalline consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it's been going all morning. So it's been a long morning already.
I'm laughing because, you know, there's people in 3D consciousness that just talk mm-hmm. about all the things they do and how busy they are, and then people like us, we're just busy with the light. Jason, we're so busy, it looks like we don't do anything but so much work. It's just being with it, being aware and letting, I don't know, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I was thinking the same thing this morning. I've been so busy and I've actually done nothing, but I've actually been so busy. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I've forgotten all my questions. My God.
It'll come.
I have just coming into 3D for a moment. We live 20 minutes from the Queensland, New South Wales border, and you have to have a vaccination now to go over 20 minutes down the road.
It's crazy.
And it reminded me of the Berlin Wall and the Chinese Wall. You know, it's communism, mm-hmm. you know, fascism, all of it. And it's you can't move here. And it's just amazing how many people are taking that Jabberwocky shenanigans just to go 20 minutes down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's not quite working, eh? The waking people up by putting more restriction on doesn't seem to be working.
No. They're just clamoring for more freedom, and they're just, okay, we'll just do it. Like they're going to buy a sausage, you know, because they are sausages. But I'm so grateful that I live in such a beautiful space, because even though I'm not allowed to go anywhere, I can go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. One of my questions was, while you were talking, before you started talking about the soul, I was actually looking at my soul. My soul was looking at me. And the question arose, and I think you actually exemplified it a little bit further along, how do we gauge how present our soul is in our body? Because I remember right at the beginning of the Wisdom Life School many years ago, you said that there was only 2% of our soul in our body. But as we've sort of all embarked on our journey into the light with you, you know, and there's moments when we're more soul embodied. But yeah, it was just a question that came up.
Well, it really depends. Like in 3D, our soul, like if you're properly grounded and you're functioning well at 3D, then at that time that was the appropriate incarnation. But now, you know, it's like in essence, you know, I mean, you would turn the body into light, right? You would go through a physical ascension. And so in every D, more light is expected. So we become a bit lighter, right? So what would it be? Where is this question coming from? How would it serve you? Or like, how is it helpful to you to know?
Because as you were talking, I was, I often see my soul looking at me, like I see her, and I don't know. It was just a question. It was just curiouser than curious, really.
You know, I was just thinking somebody here on the call might just say, like, "How can you see your soul?" You know, I always say you are your soul, but you're really the spirit. And I do know that I can actually look at it in that way as well. You know, exactly. So it's almost like awareness itself. That exists, of course, in the soul is what looks at the soul. You see, there's all angles of awareness, like angles of perception. And I would say, you know, that if your physical body is very healthy or heals fast or is functioning very well, it's always a sign that the light is flowing properly. And if not, then there are some kind of blockages there where the soul isn't really either communicating properly to the body because the soul itself is confused with being the body, or the body has still ancestral programming that the soul has to basically discuss away, right? Saying no,
yeah,
no, we're not doing that. Yeah,
that's right. Okay, thank you. That's
you're welcome.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Okay, sure. Okay. Okay, great.
Thank you.
This is Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
Good evening. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Yes.
So, if we're in, so you're what you spoke about earlier and how we are dealing and how we're light when we go in our day-to-day and we interact with our loved ones. If you are, I mean, I don't feel like I'm perfect at it, but I try and remain neutral or not get involved. But when you were speaking of how the emotions, you know, if you get caught into something or you have a you watch a video or something, or, you know, you're, family talks about, you know, you've got to get the whatever, and you know you're really being pulled by different things, but if it doesn't you may not always feel like you're in perfect bliss, right?
With no, absolutely. I know, because when you are being really, being in neutrality, like it has to do with an identification, not what you do and what you experience. It has to do with how you rest within yourself. And then you might, you're really just, I would like to compare like how an animal or a small child, they're just not self-conscious. They just move through life and they're just doing whatever needs to be done. Their identification isn't so caught up with an image of themselves. You see, like dogs can't do that anyway, and small children can. So we as adults, when we're older, or even younger children, like me, or older children, this thing is about being neutrality is in contradiction to trying to hold up an image or to live for an image that we have. We have an image of ourselves. It got programmed in us. We have created it. We consolidated it. And we try to live life to serve that image, which we call ego. But it's actually, ego is always an idea in the head. I'm talking about this feeling of who you think you are. And when you don't do this, when you forget yourself and you just go through the day because you're nicely centered, you've meditated all the waves away and you're just here, you're just being, you feel kind of clean, right, inside. And then you go through your day, you don't have to concern yourself about how you behave and what you say and what not. It's more really about not, if let's say somebody comes and says something and then it triggers this image inside of yourself because you think, oh, you should be nice now. That then you realize, oh, there's this shadow coming up again because that's not who I am. I'm not this genie person that everybody sees. Because you see people project things on you too. There's like several projections on you because everybody sees you slightly differently. And we can buy these projections or we can just let them slide off and be like Teflon. I prefer the Teflon part. And then later, you know, you become like light. Then the people put the projections on you and they burn up because you're like light. Like my name is means flame, right? It's light. And so, and that will create a dynamic suddenly between you and these people. And that gets kind of exciting but also challenging in some way in the beginning. So does this help a little bit with what you're trying to say?
It does. It does. And I know that I am bringing light or goodness or God into the situations as I interact with people. Mm-hmm. And I noticed also that it seems in the last couple of days, it feels like there's an interesting energy that's been kind of thrown where it keeps throwing kind of a wrench into the plans. And you, it's like you make your plans, but then it just, you have to go with it. Is that, have you know, is there something going on right now that you know of that might be causing things to be a little bit more upheavalish?
Yeah, it's funny saying that. I have had like some really three weeks of like, oh my God, it was physically a lot of labor and this and that because, you know, I bought this property next door and trying to put a fence in and this and a notary and that and the neighbor. And it's really interesting. What I observed is that the awareness of the people around me seemed to be got even duller, which tells me that I and the people I know, like us, are way more brighter. That's for sure. We must have just gone like rockets into much higher vibration. The other thing is also that because when everything speeds up, it's almost like things are physically scrambling a little bit. It's almost like I am going, like let's say they trying to do something. Let's say somebody wants to execute some kind of thing, but the timelines are shifting so much that there's all these little hiccups that come along because people can't adjust quickly enough. They don't have this ability. They're kind of hanging on to a different timeline, but it already changed again, you know, from Wednesday to Thursday, you know. So yes, I would say yes, there is a huge acceleration. I mean, Mariana just talked about it. She described how the light is just pouring in. Yeah.
Wonderful. And then last thing, if I may, I wanted to thank you. After this is my fifth year of doing Wisdom Life School, New Earth School, whatever, that it is so layerish. So, you know, and I'm finally getting to a place where I'm undoing these grooves of berating myself and, you know, just undoing these patterns or this programming. And it seems it's so deep sometimes to stop being, you know, that way and just being aware. interrupting, you know, coming back to the neutral, the whatever, the tools that you've given us to help us do this. I just, it's amazing. And I wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. Well, yeah, well, thank you very much. I mean, some of it I learned, some of the things I created and developed more, but it's truly, I'm glad you're seeing this, because when you think about in the ancient days or even 50 years ago when, you know, some people went to India and, you know, found a guru, and how many people, like for example, Ram Dass, you know, like how many people in these big groups of people do we still know today? It was Ram Dass and Krishna Dass, but everybody else we don't really know about. There's so many people. It is quite some work. And what did they both do? I mean, they dug. Krishna just sings. He still says today, I just sing to save my life. You know, he just sings and sings. And Ram Dass did his thing, and he dealt with his disease and later challenged him further. So it is to be fully free, fully enlightened, is a superhuman thing. And everybody who's still here, you know, after 5 or 6 years, I mean, I know, goodness, I mean, I watch you. There's some like brilliant souls in here. So this is very exciting, you know, we're marching on, just never stopping no matter what, you know. So I'm quite excited. Thanks, Jeannie, for seeing this. Thank you.
Okay, if I may ask one more thing, could you sit? Can I sit with you?
Yeah,
just
okay.
To feel.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're pretty clear now in the awareness. There is movement within your heart, and you just let it happen. Just notice. You might comment on it or not, but just kind of withdraw right away. Let it be. Let it be. Just be. Take a deep breath. Let it be. It's just going to start to, you're going to go even deeper into the core on the heart level. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Great. Great. Thanks, Jeannie. Okay, we're going to go. Lots of hands up here now. Katya. Hi, Katya.
Hi, Ratima. I also just wanted to sit with you today.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Katya.
Okay. Thanks, Aretha.
This is Louise. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Aretha. I would like to sit with you as well.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Thank you,
Louise. This is Karen. Hi, Karen. Oh, is this Linda? 41623. Who's that? 41623. Who's that? In Toronto.
416. Pina.
Who's that? Pina. Oh, okay. You're another person in Toronto. Okay, good. We've got three people in that area. Yeah. Okay. Or I think Karen's not exactly Toronto. Yes, hello, Pina. There you go. Good.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. Okay.
My first time speaking, using my voice here on a group call. My heart was pounding, but I kind of enjoyed seeing that I was excited to do this.
Good. Great.
On the other side of the nervousness.
Good.
I'm just trying to keep it simple in communicating through the social media. I haven't been on social media until I got off it for a long time. And then when I joined WLS, you have this way of communicating with us through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if there's a way that you want us to communicate there, or I'm trying to find my way to speak to you, or do I speak to other people? Do I become your friends? Or
good question. No, I totally understand. Thanks for thinking about these things. I prefer if you just communicate to me. Although you become, usually you students don't ask questions each other. Usually they are. It's not like sort of a group chat. It's more like directly. I answer a question, and then mostly, other students might comment on it. They have similar things, or they support you because they're really wonderful, and they maybe say, "Hey, I know exactly what you're saying," and all that. You can address me just as a Fatima. That's simple. and we have just this separation between the WLS and the healing group. So that means that anything that pertains to awakening and enlightenment goes into WLS, and anything has to do with physical problems and healing and all that goes into, because it has turned into more of a prayer group. It's very few. In the beginning I taught there a lot, but most, it's not that necessary right now. Does that help? So,
yes, to a certain degree. So what I've done is I've journaled a lot for years,
mm-hmm.
and I meditate. And usually when I just write stuff down, when mm-hmm. I meditate, answers just come, and it has for years. And, I've listened to your calls, the ones that you've offered
mm-hmm.
before the schooling. To everyone in the world who offered such mm-hmm. generosity. And so I always felt your presence with me. I actually speak to you all the time. I don't know if that's normal, or it's my normal. You light up the room all the time. So, when people are asking to sit with you, is that, mm-hmm. if I'm not with you and I'm sitting with you, is that kind of weird?
Okay, great questions. That's wonderful questions. Let me give you a longer answer to that. Before I was initiated as a guru, actually, and before 2012, I would actually work in a very traditional Indian way, and I would actually carry and really, you would say, really connect with the students and sometimes carry their karmas as well. And help them transmute it or hold it. The way it was done is that make it easy for the students, so that maybe after a few years they can deal with that karma or in another lifetime. But things changed. You see, 2012 we began to ascend, and we're now in a time. And I had to have kept adjusting too, depending where we were. And now we still say, I want to connect with you, or sit with you. Really, you're not even connecting with me. It's more about you are your own sovereign field right now, individual going direct into the self. And I'm just basically, you could say, you see it as a light. That's correct. It's like when you look at the light that I am, it kind of triggers your own light within you. So it's not an emotional psychic connection. There's no link made. There's no energy drawn or anything. So you actually keep it clean, but you are being inspired, you could say. You're being inspired. And so you will learn, if you watch yourself, if you are connecting to a person or if you're just being with somebody. And so, and that will help you also with the rest of the world, because you will be learn to just be with your own emotions, with your own sub-personalities, with your own things, because initially we are connected. We think we are these things, And in the old tradition, the students became the guru. We were one with the guru. But because there was no other way to get out of the matrix, we needed to basically have somebody we needed to be on those tracks to get out. Now we are just inspired, and it triggers our memory. It makes a realization within us, and we can go direct. Is that helping?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
I'm going to listen to that again because it was beautiful.
Great.
I don't know if you can hang on to it or not, but I'm going to try for a little while.
What do you want to? do you want to just sit with me for a moment? We're just sitting here just quietly. So what you do is you just kind of sit. You just be really in your own field. It's almost like you're just sitting with yourself. But I'm here as well, right? So we're both here at the same time.
Okay. Thank you.
So what are you noticing when we're sitting like this? Is something happening within you?
Yes.
Can you describe it?
It's not going to make a lot of sense with words.
try anyway.
It's electrical.
Mm-hmm.
It's very spacious. Very comfortable, very calm.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this high pitch, very high pitch. I'm sometimes wondering if I'm channeling, like I don't feel like I'm doing it. I feel like it's happening. And I get a little bit, I have to surrender because I don't know what to do or if I should do with this.
Nothing.
High frequency sound.
No, nothing. You're just letting it be. It's really all about awareness. And I know that when I look at you, you've done actually a lot of work, a lot. And you actually are already digging a light into your physical forms. I can tell you've gone through a lot. I can see it. So it's just almost like it almost might help to just take a deep breath and almost relax the body because you're taking actually the consciousness into the body now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been going on during this process. Is there a detox? Well, is that why it's uncomfortable, but yet I allow it.
Well, yeah, it depends.
I don't fight it.
Yeah, there'll be a detox in the sense of becoming conscious to emotions, thoughts, ideas. Physical detox can happen too. We don't really. Whatever you need to do, you do. But we don't really make a story out of it, you know. And
yes,
I say if something is really bad, I mean, we've had sometimes, I don't know if it was, sometimes people go through a lot of heart changes, and I always say if it's too intense, go to the doctor, right? It's my job to tell you that, but otherwise it doesn't have to be that. I don't see that with you happening, so you might just drink a lot of water and do whatever you need to do, but yeah.
Do you get high pitches, Aratima?
Yeah, different
downloading.
Types. I wouldn't say downloading because my consciousness is different. I am all that. It's like I don't see myself in a polarity to reality. Although I talk like it, the universe, and I have the devotion from the heart to the universe. But as who I identify, there's no center. There's just totally the emptiness. Do you feel that's really who I am? I don't exist anywhere, and yet I exist everywhere. Make sense? Okay. All right. So
I definitely couldn't explain this to anyone.
Yeah.
But thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, great. Thanks for sharing. And I know it helps and people love that. I'm going to also take Sandra now in Hi Sandra in Oregon.
Hey. Hi Aratima. Wonderful to be here with you and everyone.
Thank
the
you.
Last question was very helpful or clarification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to know how it works here, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I have been finding the core meditation very helpful.
Is it deepening you into presence, or what? In what way is it helpful for you?
Yeah, I do feel that it is helping me to deepen as well as feel very expansive, the expanding into infinity.
Good. What happens with your identification? Maybe we'll have a look at that when you are right now, right here. Like, do you have a sense of I? Or who are you right now? What is you?
Having a little difficulty finding language, but I would say
is it changing?
I feel like I have an awareness of my own presence.
Good.
As opposed to identifying with my mind or my emotions.
Beautiful. Now let's do this. You have the awareness of your own presence. Go to those two pieces, to these two parts, the awareness, being aware, and presence. Mm-hmm. And just let's collapse those. Let's collapse both of them. Let go of both and let's see what happens. Something different now?
Yes.
Something happens, right?
It's the words.
I know. You're going to get
like
used
a kind
to
of
this.
It did feel like there was a separation between the two, and then they kind of merged and then disappeared.
Exactly. That's right. Perfect. Wonderful. So now, who are you now?
Feels kind of empty and free.
There you go. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Yes. There's really nobody here right now, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's really more what you are. That's really truly what you are. Just stay like that. Go through life like that. Okay. Do you have any more questions?
No, I would love to sit with you.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Very good. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for speaking up. Next person is Karen. Karen in Australia. Welcome.
Good morning, Aratma. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I was just going to ask, like, when you're in the process of clearing your childhood patterns, say, how do you know when you've got to the end? I mean, I feel pretty clear of anything, but is it just a matter of waiting till something triggers you again?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You don't go looking for problems. If you don't get triggered and you're just present and you live your life, and then that's fine. They will show up. You know, you'll notice when there's a contraction or something that And sometimes, you know, once you've done a lot of work, you know, sometimes it can be go 2-3 years can go by, and suddenly, you know, your astrology will bring up something, and there's a certain karma that needs to be looked at again on a deeper level and at a certain time, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And my other question, when I meditate, and sometimes even not when I'm meditating, like even now just talking to you, I get a real pressure on the right temple. Is that just third eye activating, or that sort of area activating, or?
Depends how you meditate. I don't know how you're meditating. And then I would have to know more about that. You're going to learn what I suggest in this course, how to meditate, which is basically about really not, what's the word, where you basically come more to your core. You know, it's not, you know what I'm saying? You do less and less so that you just,
yeah.
Is that what you're doing, or are you thinking and doing something with your head?
I've probably been sort of going through all of the chakras and breathing in and out of the chakras. And I guess when I come to that area, I feel a real pressure there.
Yeah. Okay. So you're doing a healing process, and that can definitely trigger some contractions there. So then that area means there is, let's call it just simply a blockage, you know, and there's so many different ways of opening that up for sure. You can also just use awareness and just be aware of it, and be also aware of the fact that you don't like it and you want it to go away. You can be aware of that too, and who is the one inside you that wants it to change?
Okay.
Waking up, bringing light to who you are, of the different Karens inside you.
Okay. No, that's good. I'll practice just centering on the core and leave the rest for now.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And I'll sit with you.
Sure, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so the beautiful birds in the background, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very Australia, thank you. Okay, I have Danielle here. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Ratima.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice hearing all the new people talk.
Yeah, it's nice, and we love it, right? Yes.
Yeah. So I need your help.
Okay.
I've been working with the practices, and you know, something that you said to Jeannie about the timelines and how they're shifting and stuff, and I don't know if that's part of what's influencing this, is because I feel like I'll set up a bunch of practices and I'm like, okay, this feels good, you know, this is what I'll do, and I kind of got in the habit of wanting to do like 40-day practices to see, you know, what the effects would be, but then it's like real quick things are changing, and it's like well, no, this one now, this one instead. And I'm not flowing with it very very well.
Because your mind says, oh, I committed, right?
Right. And it's like, so then I feel like I'm not being disciplined because I'm not following through with what I said that I was going to do.
I understand there's discipline and there is the truth. So you have to kind of have it's good you're actually wanting to be disciplined, but then you have to also bring to that the truth from your heart and check, is this the right thing to do? Your heart will tell you, right? And then you just go, you basically have to just discard whatever your mind made up just, you know, a day earlier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trust and control things coming up for me right now.
Trusting control, like trusting yourself?
Yeah, trust and control. So, like, trusting what's really true for me and then the other aspect that is of control.
Right. Well, you can do, if you feel like this is, first of all, you're aware of it, right? Just simply, I'm aware of it. Feel that right now. Just feel and be aware of it. And you're just noticing it. That's an aspect of you, but it's not really who you are. And it sometimes just makes a change and it'll just kind of soften the edges or dissipate. And you can always do some of the practices that specifically deal with opening up and knowing what's true for yourself. Stuff that we did in the retreats, for example, last time, or something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. How does it feel right now? Is it changing?
Yeah. It's, I have some tears coming up and stuff. It's just, I guess, because there's some shame associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, notice that too. You're noticing. And with that, I would always be actually really happy. Maybe I'm a workaholic or something, but I would always be happy if I found something because I knew that I had liberated another shadow within myself. So have that attitude of just like, oh, wow, there's shame too. Great. And you become conscious of it. Because whatever you see, right, truly see and know, it just, it's light falls onto it and it just, you bring it home. And because the problem is just the judgment, right? That's just, and then you notice how much cleaner you are right now. Can you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who you are. Go into that clean, because the clean is really who you are, and then the shame and all these other things, they just kind of, they expand, that these energies expand, right? They go back and become light, and then you feel much cleaner. So they are, I don't know, I'm having funny analogies, but maybe, soap, it just dissolves and bubbles up and just gone. you're just dissolving it.
Right. Yeah. No, it makes sense. If you can't clean the dirt if you don't see it.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Just stay with the clean, the real one, the core, the one that you really are, that has no attributes, which is your awareness, while you're letting all these things happen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the thing is that, let me say one thing. You're also in the healing school, right? Now that you're doing all that healing stuff as well, it's going to accelerate the self-cleansing process as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll let you go. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thank you. This must be Kim, the local one, 77892. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Arata. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Thank you for this call. It's really beautiful, and all the calls are. But just especially in the beginning, and then everybody's questions, and it's so great to hear new people. And I wondered if I could just sit with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I have Antonia here. Hi, Antonia.
Hello, Aratima.
Hi there.
Hi. I was so deep into meditation. It's so good.
Good.
I just want to thank you for everything that you teach.
Mm.
And all the work that you do is amazing. It's wonderful. I have enjoyed the healing school so much. Even if I don't raise my hand, if I don't have a question or if I don't participate or whatever, I am just enjoying it very, very much.
Mm.
It's amazing. It's wonderful.
Yes.
I was just going to ask you something that I have noticed. The last time we had this wisdom school call, I asked you about some experiences I'm having with people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people sometimes are, they get kind of scared around me. Other people can be very angry, very fast, for nothing.
Right, right.
I say nothing, but mm-hmm.
Something for them, right?
Goodness, so what is happening? All I do is my practice. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because you're already integrating the light so strongly, right? You are now in the process of. It's very easy now to. Please listen carefully. The people out there, you think of them as all Antonias. So there's Antonia that's mad at you, there's Antonia that is whatever, Antonia this, and you just own them as yourself. Because remember, the enlightenment process is you become everything. You become everything. And that will help you to just kind of really go to work and just kind of really gobble them up energetically. Like I'm talking, these are dream images, right? You're in a big dream. Right, this is the Maya, and the karmas appear very real, and then they're giving you basically the people around you giving you an insight, who you are. So you just gobble that all up.
Let it be.
Yeah, you can. For example, when you do the Jyoti work, you can basically expand and integrate that all as yourself. Everything becomes light. Let me see here. When something is very stuck, let's say you have a situation that's really like over and over again or something, then make a whole square. Then literally just take it apart, So where you notice all your trash and aversions and you basically dismantle the architecture of that karma. Because karma has an architecture, right, which is held together through these four points of attraction and aversion. Yeah.
Okay. And may I please just say it with you for a minute?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. this is Barbara in New Zealand. Hi, Barbara. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. I'll come back to you. Maybe you need to do something with the audio. I'll go to Jennifer. Jennifer, hi.
Good evening. Hey, we've got some blue sky here.
Oh, wonderful.
We've got some clouds. But I was just wanting to chat with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to now sit with Ritu. Ritu wasn't here today, but she had asked for it. So Ritu, in replay. See if Barbara, oh, she put her hand down. Oh, I'll just try again. Barbara, I'm unmuting you. Can you hear me? No, so she put her hand down. Okay. All right. We went and talked to everybody. Thank you for everybody sharing and also new people. I'm really, you're going to get more used to just talking and it's going to be really good to just, you know, be here and communicate. Let me just say a couple words here before I conclude the meeting today, is that when I was speaking to Antonia, and there's a lot of the things that maybe for new people are just completely new, right? You'll learn all that, is that in the beginning, you know, before we are really, really free, we are in this dream, right? And this dream needs to be completely cleared. And then we basically wake up to reality. We are becoming reality. We are being real then. And then we are actually very different how we engage with the world around us. And I know a couple of people here that are, no, she's still here, yes. There are a couple of people that know me actually more closely. And they know that I'm very active. And, you know, like the way I move through time and space is very real. So it's very different when you are when you reintegrate into the world, you actually become a really active agent and things become different. And of course it's all guided by, you could say, by the intelligence of the source itself, how we maneuver and how we actually respond to the world around us. But it's different than before the awakening, where you know, the ego is would be responding from a place of patterning. So in the beginning, we don't do any of it. We just literally own it all and we just clear it all. And then there's going to be a shift at some point. And you will know, because you just notice, you know, wherever you go, there's just you. And it's almost like we move from a yin to a yang. And probably at some point into a yin, into a yang. Universe is like, you know, everything is sort of always set up like a breathing in and breathing out process. And so we do the right things at a certain stage, and then it changes again. So, I mean, these are long cycles, and maybe they don't happen even in one lifetime, but I just wanted to add that. So, yeah, if there's anything else that you want to talk about maybe in the next group call or not, that's wonderful. So in the meantime, let's just be here for a moment, just present, be yourself. Just know that there's nowhere to go, nothing to do really, as who you are. And you're just expanding your awareness, becoming more and more conscious, realizing yourself more and more. And it really, really clicks until you realize who you really are. And, yeah, just be kind to yourself, especially in these days right now, and take a deep breath and just notice. Thank you for today, and I will speak to you again next time. Okay, namaste.
The moderator has left the conference.